AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Both NFL conference championships lived up to their billing Sunday. We start in the AFC, where Travis Kelce hauled in 11 passes as Kansas City defeated Baltimore 17-10. The Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl, and this will be Patrick Mahomes' fourth appearance.
You never know how many you're going to get to, if you're going to get to any. And so it truly is special. Just to do it with these guys after what we've been through all season long, guys coming together, it really is special. But I told them, I mean, the job's not done. I mean, our job now is to prepare ourselves to play a good football team in the Super Bowl and try to get that ring.
On the other side of the field, Lamar Jackson bemoaned missed opportunities.
We didn't do a good job on finishing. Defense did a wonderful job. We held a great offense at 17 points. We got to execute. We scored one touchdown, and that's not like us. You know, that was early on in the year. No excuses, though. We got to take advantage.
So Kansas City advances to the Super Bowl, and they'll face San Francisco, who rallied from a 17-point halftime deficit to defeat Detroit 34-31 in the NFC title game. Our Ryan Leong has more from the Bay Area.
The 49ers outscored the Lions 27-7 in the second half to come back. Brock Purdy was 20 of 31 for 267 yards, a touchdown, and an interception.
To see the clock hit zero and you're up is special to all of us. And so, obviously, we have one more. Job's not finished, but I can't tell you guys how proud I am of the team.
Christian McCaffrey had 90 yards rushing and two scores. The Lions had control of the entire first half, leading 24-7 before the 49ers took control. In the loss, Jared Goff was 25 of 41, passing for 273 yards and a TD.
NBA, the Detroit Pistons won for just the sixth time this season, surprising Oklahoma City 120-104. Collegiately, number one UConn by 43 over Xavier and number two Purdue by 8 over Rutgers. And tennis, 22-year-old Jannik Sinner won his first Grand Slam title at the Australian Open. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.